From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The death toll from Saturday's massive truck bombing in the Somali capital Mogadishu has now risen to nearly 250. With more than 300 wounded, that makes it the deadliest attack in the country's history. Angry protesters took to the streets condemning al-Shabaab, the militant group that often claims attacks in Mogadishu. It has so far stayed silent, but experts and the Somali government strongly believe the group did carry out the attack. And updated figures now from the deputy speaker of Somalia's upper house of parliament. He tells VOA Somali that the death toll stands at 237. Hundreds of residents on Sunday marched to the scene of the attack, condemning al-Shabaab. Among the injured is a VOA reporter in Mogadishu. The American Secretary of State Rex Tillerson conceded Sunday that Iran is in, quote, technical compliance with the international agreement to curb its nuclear weapons development, but he said President Trump wants Congress to adopt a more complete strategy to fix what the president believes are flaws in the agreement. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters are refusing to obey an order from Iraqi soldiers to withdraw from the oil-producing city of Kirkuk. That leaves the two sides at a standoff. The deadline for leaving has passed. A Kurdish security official told reporters that Iraq has told the Kurds to vacate the area after midnight Saturday local time. But he said the Peshmerga will stay put and defend their position. Reporters in the area say there have been no clashes, but fighters on both sides are poised for conflict. This is VOA News.